Good morning. Candle lighting this evening, 4:25. Menachet Shul will be at also 4:25. Just a quick thought. Yesterday's the 7:30 minions davening. We mentioned the kitzes notion that there are people who wake up at midnight at chatzot to do tikkun chatzot, and the challenge, even in the ideal sense, the understanding how impossible that is to achieve in the middle of the night, symbolically in the middle of grief, to be articulate and expressive about the feeling of loss and one's grief that one has, which is why in the same halacha he follows up and says, "Ve'im i'efsha lo lakum b'chazer." If it is difficult, if it is, he actually says, "I'efsha," impossible for you to get up in the middle of the night to have expressive and reflective prayers. Instead, yitkabel kol panim. At the very least, one should try to lakum kodem alot hashachar, to get up before sunrise. Just as David HaMelech did, who used to say in the words of the sages, "Ani ma'oreret hashachar ve'en hashachar ma'orereti," I will awaken the dawn, and the dawn will not awaken me. I will be up before the light comes over the horizon, essentially. And it seems to me that what he's saying, the kitzah, at least what the halacha is indicating, is if we're incapable of expressing the depths of reflection about the grief that we suffer, we should at the very least try to be agents of hope. If we can't, in the midst of darkness, articulate that loss, we should at the very least try to be there to bring light into the world and direct our energies not into nothingness, but into productivity and progress and improvement. Let's do Kaddish.